It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. That sound you hear would be teeth chattering. That sound you don't hear? Your car starting. It's cold outside
yeah,
this morning. It's real cold this morning. Getting the Warrens in with us here where it's warm. Thank goodness for heat, huh?
He's
like, what's that?
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Hey, tell us about Camlin. Tell us about WNS Appliance. You can tell us about Camlin if you'd like
Camlin,
to. You probably know a little bit about them.
Yeah.
You know more about WNS, though, don't you?
Got a used electronic air cleaner near new. Do have 7 used electric ranges. One of them a double oven, all in good working condition. Still have that used drop-in electric range in excellent condition. 1 used built-in dishwasher, only 2 or 3 years old. A couple of match washer dryer sets, used gas built-in cooktop in good working condition. Used front load washer and dryer, got used gas and electric clothes dryers, used power vent natural gas water heater, and 1 used automatic washer. Got freezers, a Manor Whirlpool and fringed air upright and chest sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock. Gas and electric water heaters are made in the United States. We deliver, install, and of course, take care of the service later if needed. Dishwashers built in a convertible portable, Whirlpool Maytag LG, and KitchenAid. Got some closeouts on some models because of model changes, and of course, we do install the dishwashers we sell. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. We're going to spend our time talking about the weather again this morning because the weather warrants talking about once again. 13 degrees below zero is what we have right now here at our studios. That's just the air temperature. Now, you want to know what the wind chill is?
It's not pleasant. 34 below zero.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not much fun to be standing outside in this morning. I felt sorry for that little bunny rabbit sitting in the front yard this morning. I know, they're used to it. That's where they live. But, yikes. I don't think if I had that fur coat on, I'd be very warm out there.
No.
Let's take a look at what we have for school late starts this morning. We have a lot of late starts here this morning. Nobody around the area is canceling class at this particular time for school districts here, but we do have a whole bunch of schools starting late this morning. Atlantic is a 2-hour late start. AHST is 2 hours late. Audubon is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Bedford schools are 2 hours late. Cam, 2 hours late. Clarinda, Creston, both 2-hour late starts. Exira EHK with a 2-hour late start. East Mills and Fremont Mills each have a 90-minute late start. Also, Griswold, a 2-hour late start. IKM Manning has a 2-hour late start with no morning pre-kindergarten in Manning. Harlan also with a 2-hour late start and no transitional kindergarten. Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, 2-hour late starts. Panorama, Prescott, a 2-hour late. Red Oak, a 2-hour late start with Head Start beginning at 10 a.m. Riverside, a 2-hour late start with no morning preschool. Shelby County Catholic Schools are running 2 hours late. Southwest Valley, that's Villisca and Corning, they're 2 hours late with no preschool at Anderson Elementary. No morning activities. The afternoon professional development also has been canceled there, so their release time will be 3:30 today for Southwest Valley. Also, Stanton will run 2 hours late. Trainer and Tri-Center, both beginning classes 2 hours late this morning. Underwood, 2 hours late. Walnut, 2 hours late. West Central Valley, 2 hours late as well. Also, Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool, there's no morning preschool. Child Watch at the Nishna Valley YMCA will open at 10 this morning. Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool has announced no AM preschool for 3-year-olds today. And also, there are no morning exercise classes at the YMCA today. So that's a rundown of what we have for late starts and cancellations and things of that nature here this morning around the area. So I assume some youngsters are probably still tucked in tight this morning, getting that extra hour or two of sleep. And I can't blame you, quite frankly. The thought of going outside this morning just isn't all that inviting. Some of the temperatures around the state of Iowa right now, pretty cold everywhere. The high temperature right now in Iowa is minus 8 degrees. That's the highest temperature that we can find around the state of Iowa in a few different locations this morning. Temperatures are as low as 15 below zero. Those are the air temperatures this morning when we take a look around the region. Clarinda is at 8 below zero. Harlan reporting 9 degrees below zero at this point. Carroll is 9 below zero, 8 below at Council Bluffs this morning. Also, Creston reporting 13 degrees below zero. The Marshalltown Airport hit 15 below this morning. Also currently around the region, Shenandoah sitting at 9 degrees below zero this morning. Denison and Red Oak both are 13 below zero. Audubon at 9 degrees below zero this morning. Those are just the air temperatures this morning. Well, you heard our wind chill just a second ago. Do we share some others? It's not good news. It's all cold. The highest wind chill right now, the highest, is 24 below. And we're looking, well, right around where we are is the coldest this morning. And that kind of fluctuates a little bit with some of the winds that we're seeing, too. But, you know, you take a look at some of the wind chill readings. Harlan, 27 below zero this morning for wind chill. Storm Lake is sitting on 33 below zero. Carroll is 27 below zero this morning. Creston, 31 below zero this morning. Also, taking a look at some of those wind chill numbers, they're all pretty much consistent. When you look at a lot of the other communities around, you're looking anywhere from probably around 27, 28 below up to around 31 to 33 below zero. Everybody's pretty consistent this morning when you take a look at what is available out there for those weather conditions outside. Now, we're all stuck in a wind chill advisory that's in effect until noon today, and that should be pretty obvious out this morning. The forecast is calling for much the same here, and we're really not going to get that much warmer here in the next day or so. It's going to be bitterly cold throughout the early morning hours today with those wind chill readings pretty tough. Today it will be mostly sunny, so it'll look nice from the window anyway when you're standing inside looking out. But it'll be cold if you're on the other side of that window. We're only looking for highs in the single digits today, and west winds won't be terrible, but 5 to 10 miles per hour. So again, that'll keep the wind chill readings below zero today. Tomorrow, still cold. It'll be partly sunny. Still cold, high around in the teens tomorrow, middle teens, around 15 or so, with a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So you still could see some below zero wind chills for a good chunk of the day. It will warm up a little bit on Saturday. We're looking for highs in the lower 20s and still winds anywhere from 5 maybe to 15 miles per hour throughout much of the day. So, you know, not a terrible day compared to what we have here today for cold. But wind chill values of 20 to 25 below zero are the norm around the state right now, and some of them are as low as 30, 35 below zero, as we documented already. Those wind chill values are expected to continue to fall throughout the early morning hours as those temperatures settle in, and the coldest readings should be right around now. Now, the winds will remain northwest to west at around 10 miles per hour today, and the Weather Service is cautioning us that temperatures and wind chill values will be the problem today, obviously, with low temperatures tonight ranging from 10 to 15 below zero, and that'll make the wind chill values 20 to 30 below zero. Wind chill values will occasionally drop below 30 below zero at times in the early morning hours, especially around the northern part of our listening area this morning. All of the counties around the region are still in a wind chill advisory, and as I mentioned, will be until probably about noon today with those dangerously cold wind chills outside this morning, too. It's not the windiest day by any stretch of the imagination that we've had here around the area this winter, but mixed in with those chilly temperatures, you know, this is what you get. We've actually gone up a degree since we started talking here this morning.
Right.
We're at 12 below zero now. Whew, light the candles on the cake. Time for a party, huh? Take a look at those school notes one more time for you here this morning. Hopefully by now you've probably figured all this stuff out, but Atlantic is 2 hours late. AHST, 2 hour late start. Audubon, 2 hours late. No morning preschool. Bedford is 2 hours late. Cam, 2 hour late start. Clarinda, Creston, both 2 hour late starts there. East Mills and Fremont Mills are each going 90 minutes late today. Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, a two-hour late start. Griswold is 2 hours late. IKM Manning, a two-hour late start with no morning pre-K in Manning. Harlan is 2 hours late with no transitional kindergarten. Nishnabotna, two-hour late start. Nottoway Valley, 2 hours late. Orient Maxburg, two-hour late start. Panorama, a two-hour late start. Prescott, a two-hour late start. Red Oak will have a two-hour late start with Head Start beginning at 10 a.m. Riverside, a two-hour late start with no morning preschool. Shelby County Catholic, a two-hour late start. Southwest Valley, a two-hour late start, and also no preschool at Enerson Elementary, no morning activities. Afternoon professional development has been canceled today. That means the release time will be 3:30 there. Also, Stanton, a two-hour late start. Trainer, a two-hour late start. Tri-Center, 2 hours late. Underwood is 2 hours late. Walnut, 2 hours late. West Central Valley, a two-hour late start. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool has no morning preschool for today. And Child Watch at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA opens at 10 a.m. And Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool, no morning preschool for the three-year-olds today. And also from the Atlantic YMCA, they remind us no morning exercise classes are planned for today.
Did have one late addition to the list, too. Essex is going to join that 90-minute late start group. So Essex is 90 minutes late.
All right. So the list is still fluid at this particular time. Very good. So that's what we have for you here this morning at this particular time. And as Chris just documented for you, keep it tuned to KJAN. We'll let you know of any changes to any schedules. And also, if you just can't wait for us to talk about it on the air again, you can always check it out on our website. Go to KJAN.com and click on the cancellations link on the right side of the page, and it'll take you right to that same list of cancellations that we just shared with you here. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren, WNS Appliance. They don't cancel. They're there. It's cold inside, too, if you pick the right refrigerator, right?
That's right. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, Whirlpool, Manic, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigid Air. Got over 70 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Got lots of ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, front load or top load. Got tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer, plus 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday. The pot's on. The peanuts are out. I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. If you do have to spend any time outside at all today, make sure you do bundle up. Scarves, hats, gloves, not just winter coats today. You're going to need all of those things today. It is cold outside this morning. 12 below zero, wind chills in the minus 30 plus range this morning. So make sure you're prepared for that when you head outside into that freezer. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.